All right. Well, start off by saying, you know, the guys in that locker room don't take any solace in a loss. You know, we went there to do a job. We went there to win a game. We weren't able to get it done. There's about five or six critical plays in the game, you know, in every NFL game. And what it really boiled down to is at the critical situations, those guys made the plays, and we weren't able to make the plays that we needed to make in the critical situations of the game. All that being said, I thought there were some things that we can build on. You know, I thought Pryor did some good things in the game and was creative in the things that he was able to do with his feet. I thought defensively we were able to establish some pressure on the quarterback, which is something that we really needed to do and allowed us to get a chance to get back in the game. I thought the way that the guys came back and competed from being down 14-0 and gave us a chance to take the lead and gave us a chance to win the game, those were all good things that I think that we can build off of. But we've got to continue to develop the mindset and develop the attitude of being able to execute in those critical situations. And nobody knows when those five or six plays are going to come, but when they are, they're critical plays in the game. So there's some good things on the tape. There's some good things that we can build from, but there's still a lot of things that we've got to continue to improve on.
How important to have a game like that? First game, do you go on the road, fall behind loud, first-year quarterback, and, you know, to have it turn out like that?
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, I think, you know, the positive is that the guys continued to believe and continued to fight and continued to compete, and we made some plays, and we gave ourselves a chance to win the game. I mean, right up until the very end of the game, we had an opportunity to win. What we've got to improve on is, and what we've got to learn from is, you know, we've got to make those plays in those critical situations so that when you come in on Monday, you got a good feeling and not a bad feeling. So, listen, it's the first of 16 games. We overcame some adversity to give ourselves a chance, but we've got to be able to finish those games. And that's the mindset and that's the mentality that we have, is that we've got to be able to finish these games and make the plays in the critical situations when we have the opportunity.
Terrell took a lot of blame after, like you said, it's my fault that the team lost. Do you like your quarterback shouldering that, or is that just what are you feeling about it?
Well, that shows you a little bit about what his competitiveness is and what his nature is. You know, I know I saw where he said he was awful in the game. I wouldn't go so far as to say that he was awful, but I think he also understands that there's some critical mistakes in the game that we've got to get corrected, because we can't have those. When you look at the game the other day, really what it boiled down to is when they got themselves into scoring positions, they were able to score and score touchdowns. When we got ourselves in scoring positions, we weren't able to always execute. We had two interceptions and a missed field goal in those situations, and those, you know, that turns out to be the difference in the ball game, is that they got touchdowns, and we weren't able to get touchdowns.
Coach McFadden, 17 carries, and take out the 9-yard run. He averaged about 2 yards a carry, and I know you want to go north-south this year, so your first impressions on the run game so far?
Well, you know, we ran for, you know, 171 yards, I think it was, so I'm not concerned with who gets the yards. We were able to run and run effectively, and Darren's going to get his touches, and Darren's going to get his yards. There's a couple opportunities in there for big plays that we didn't quite execute exactly how we needed to. So, you know, it's one football game. I'm still pleased with where Darren is, and I still think he's going to have a good year.
Terrell, how hard is it to evaluate him in practice when so much of what he does in terms of, you know, when the play breaks down and be able to make plays out of it is stuff that you don't really get to see on the practice field? In terms of judging him, how difficult is
it? Well, you see some of it on the practice field, but I mean, you know, that's the element that he brings to the game, and so that's always going to be there, his ability to create, his ability to make things happen with his feet. The thing that we judge on the practice field is you know, his ability to make good decisions, his ability to throw the ball on time with accuracy. Those are the things that we want to see that he continues to improve, because that's what's going to make him a really good quarterback is if he continues to improve in those areas, because he's got the ability to run with the football. He's got the ability to create with his feet. You know, we still got to work with him to continue to improve as a passer.
How would you assess how he did in terms of those things?
Well, listen, there were some good and some bad. I mean, you know, he had a 3rd and 10 completion, a 4th and 9 completion where, you know, he made the right read. He got the ball out and made a good play. There's some other plays in the game where, you know, you wish you'd have made a better decision, but that's part of what you deal with a young quarterback. My anticipation is that he's going to continue to grow and continue to learn from those things and get better from those things. And that's what we've got to see as the year progresses, as we do with a lot of the young players that we have on the roster. Is, you know, you want to see them learn from their mistakes and not make the same mistakes.
What allowed you guys to get the pass rush that you got, especially late in the game?
Just a combination of things. I think, you know, some tighter coverage at times. I think getting them in some situations where we had an opportunity to bring a little bit more pressure. You know, and we had some guys that won. And that's, you know, we left a couple plays, you know, on the table. You know, I think we had 2 sack opportunities that we weren't able to get the quarterback down. So, you know, and that's, again, that's what we've got to improve on, because those are, you know, those are big plays in the game.
With your offensive line, had a couple guys new, had a guy from the right to left. How did it hold up? You know, when you take all of that into account, was it pretty
good? Yeah, absolutely. I thought our offensive line performed solid. You know, there's obviously, you come out of every game and there's things that you got to work on and things that you got to get better at. But I think, you know, you know, mixing and matching some guys and moving some guys around and playing some different positions, and, you know, a guy that's been here all of about a week now, going in and starting for us. I was pleased with the way the offensive line played, and I think really there was only 1 sack in the game, and again that happened to be at a critical situation. But you know, I thought those guys gave us an opportunity to be in the football game and gave us an opportunity to win.
The missed field goal, was it an issue? Was the hold an issue at all? Or?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously it's hard to tell on the tape, but, you know, I thought it was, I thought the hold was fine. I think Seabass just missed the kick, you know, but that's something that he doesn't do very often. So we'll continue to work in that area, and we got to get better, because that's an area that we feel like we've got an advantage in, and we've got to be able to execute there.
Coach, obviously week 2 is not mathematically a must win, but when you see a team like Jacksonville coming in your mind, a win is the only acceptable outcome?
Well, that's really the only acceptable outcome in any game that we play. So it doesn't make any difference who the opponent is that we're facing. I mean, that's what we're brought here to do, is to go out there and win. And we're going to do everything we can to put together a good game plan and go out and play and execute assignment football, and you know, yeah, we're playing this game to win.
Who do you assess DJ Hayden's first game?
I thought overall it was okay. You know, I think when you look at it, he had a couple opportunities to make some plays, and he was just off just a little bit. You know, so I think DJ's going to be fine. DJ's going to have to continue to learn, continue to improve, continue to get better. For the first time out, not bad, but there's a couple plays in there that, you know, you'd like to see him make, and I think as he continues to grow, I think you'll see him make a few more of those plays.
Tracy Porter blitzed a few times. Jenkins, is that what you want to see from the defense, blitzing from those cornerbacks and different?
Yeah, we're gonna try to bring pressure from a lot of different angles, from a lot of different people, and try to mix up the looks. And you know, this game's about affecting the quarterback, and you got to find different ways to affect the quarterback. Whether it's a 3-man rush, 4-man rush, 5-6, whatever it takes, you got to be able to get to the quarterback. And I think that's where you know, things changed a little bit for us defensively, is when we were able to kind of get to Andrew and affect the quarterback a little bit.
Coach, Rod Steer had a different path to the NFL than most, you know, undrafted. But what did you see from him early on that stood out to you guys and the improvement he's made since then?
Well, I think early on we saw a guy that was a big physical wide receiver that could run. And I think the thing that's allowed him to continue to improve, I think, is his work ethic and his commitment to football and just his football intelligence. I think this guy's a smart player. I think he works at it really hard. And I think he's going to continue to get better. I don't think we've seen the best that we're going to see out of Rod Streeter.
Do you expect either Menelik or Osberry back this week at practice?
You know? I don't know. I mean, we'll see. You know, if they're able to practice this week, we'll see where they're at.
How do you feel the tight end group played in this game?
I thought overall it was a solid performance by the tight end group. You know, we did a couple of things in the passing game. You know, we had the explosive play there at the end of the game, 41 yards. I thought Michael Rivera was able to catch a ball in the 2 minute at the end of the first half and you know, get us in a position where we had an opportunity to kick a field goal. So I thought the tight ends performed well.
Coach, what do you say about Jason Tarver? Because December you guys finished strong on defense after a bad November, and the defense played a lot better than anyone was expecting. So what has he done? Is he looking at things to find areas to exploit? Is the team buying into him? Is he maturing as a coach?
Well, number one, he's a good football coach. Number two, he's very smart. And he's put the guys in a position where they can have some success. And I think it's really a two-way street. I think as the players buy into the system, as the players understand what's being asked of them to do, and they take accountability for doing their job and doing it right on every single play, I think those things work together. I think we all grow as we move on in the coaching profession. I think we all learn from mistakes and we continue to get better. And so I think defensively, I think the guys believe in what we're doing and what we're asking them to do. And now it's just really a matter of we got to go out and execute the plan, and we got to go out and do it, and we have to do it on a consistent basis. And I think when you go back and you look at the game and you look at the tape, when we had breakdowns, it was more of a process of or a function of execution or lack thereof, more so than it was being physically beat.
Anybody get hurt that you're worried about this week?
No, nobody got hurt that we're worried about. Tyvon's got a little bit of a sore shoulder, but really I don't anticipate anybody missing anything.
Coach, you talked earlier about Terrell's progress throwing the football. Both the receivers, Moore and Streeter, had five catches. Where is he now in terms of having a connection, that quarterback connection with his starting receivers?
Well, I think every day he grows a little bit stronger, you know, as far as that connection's concerned. Terrell's still growing in the role of the starting quarterback. I mean, he didn't get a lot of reps with the ones during training camp. So we're still trying to grow that rapport with the receiving group. And, the key is that, again, do we continue to see improvement as the year goes on? And there's a lot of improvement to be made, not just with those particular groups, but with this whole football team.
I'm not sure if you've been asked this, but what's your reaction to Blaine Gabbert being ruled out for next week's game as a hand?
Yeah, well, I just found that out, you know, and we'll take a look at their offense and what they're trying to do systematically, but I don't think it's going to change, you know, the way we go about playing the game.
Hanny, start for them. Are you going to name yours?
Yeah, Pryor's going to start for us. So,
Coach, what about the excitement of the home opener? You know, regular season, crowd's going to be into it.
Yeah, we're excited about opening up at home and having Raider Nation out there. And we're excited about getting out in front of the home crowd. And we're going to need the home crowd to help us out. We're going to need that support. There's obviously, you know, playing last Sunday on the road in that environment, you can see where the crowd can help the home team, and so but again, that's a two-way street. We need to go out and play well, and if we play well, I feel like we'll have the crowd support that we need.